Well, corporate IT spending still going strong, and one of the beneficiaries is Nutanix. They just released quarterly earnings that blew away Wall Street earnings, and we have the CEO with us, Rajiv Ramaswamy. Rajiv, thank you for stopping by here. You were up against some very tough comps compared to last year, and yet you still managed to beat, not by small margins, by large margins. So can you go through your report, some of the results that you think are important, and also what this portends for other industries such as corporate IT spending?
Yes, thank you, Jared, for having me on the show here. Our quarter continues to validate our vision of a hybrid multi-cloud future, along with our leadership in this regard. Let me give you some examples from our quarter. We are adding about 700 new customers every quarter. We today have more than 20,000 plus customers, and this is all despite COVID. And about half the global 2,000 are our customers. Our revenue was up 19% year over year. That was a record for us. Our annual contract value billings were up 26% year over year. And of course, you know, the majority, 90 plus percent of our billings are all subscription. And we're doing all of this while maintaining a net promoter score of 90, which is really, you know, an indicator of customer satisfaction and off the charts for enterprise companies. So we're happy about our quarter. We're happy that our vision is being validated by our customers and they're continuing to invest in us.
Rajiv, last quarter we spoke and we discussed the fact that you set a goal of being cash flow positive by the second half of 2022. Are you still on track for that? And what's going to get you there?
Very much so, Shauna. So as you said, at the Investor Day, we talked about this metric, a very important metric for us. It's actually trying to balance that, of course, with driving growth as well. We also said that we would be growing our annual contract value billings at 25% year over year while getting to free cash flow positive. So we are well on track there. The track is driven by a combination of course, growth first and foremost. If we can grow faster, then we need to add expenses, which is really what we're doing. That's going to drive profitability. So we are growing, as I said, at 25% ACV year over year. And this quarter, of course, got there as well. At the same time, we are being very careful about our expenses. And most importantly, as we made the journey to subscription, one of the big benefits that we are looking forward to is the renewal business coming on board. So we've been selling largely new subscriptions so far, and this is the first year where we're going to see a significant bump up in the renewals. And the beauty of the renewals is that our customers like us. We have this great NPS score. They want to continue buying more of our products. So they're going to be renewing their business with us, and that doesn't take us much to get, right? That comes almost automatically. So that gives you a lot of leverage from a profitability perspective. And so we're well on track to getting to that milestone of free cash flow positive.
Yeah, I would imagine in your business, you have kind of a unique window into some other businesses, especially as it relates to their spending on your types of products. What can you tell us about the general business environment that the spending that you see gives you some kind of window into?
Yeah, today, look, I mean, almost every company out there, regardless of the industry that they're in, are going digital. And that's become a business imperative for everybody. And as they go digital, it's all about their applications and their data. That becomes the most important currency that they have. And they've got to figure out how to run and manage these applications. And they're increasingly looking at running these applications everywhere in multiple clouds. And that's what plays to us. You know, we provide the single platform that allows these customers to digitize their businesses and have their applications and data wherever they want, whether it be in their own data center or in the public cloud of their choice. It's kind of like being the Airbnb of cloud. You know, Airbnb offers a platform where, you know, people can pick the vacation rental of their choice without being locked in. And we do exactly the same. We allow customers the freedom and flexibility to run their applications on any cloud of their choice.
Rajiv, we've spoken to a number of CEOs, a number of executives here on the program over the last 16 or 18 months, just talking about how their strategies, I guess, have changed as a result of the pandemic. I'm curious, how have your conversations or how have the needs of some of your clients changed as a result over the last year and a half?
Yeah, I think, you know, COVID has accelerated the pace of going digital with our customer base. They're modernizing their infrastructure now at a faster clip. They are looking at how to use public clouds, and they're looking at how to enable a remote and distributed workforce. These are all technologies where we play. We provide solutions for this, And therefore, we've seen an acceleration in the adoption of our technology with these customers as they go digital.
Oh, Rajiv, we want to thank you for joining us. Hope to have you on again. Rajiv Ramaswamy, Nutanix CEO.